Savitri, Part 1, Book 1, The Book of Beginnings, Canto 1, The Symbol Dawn. I'm reading from page 7. Earth's grain that needs the sap of pleasure and tears, rejecting the undying rapture's boon, offered to the daughter of infinity, her passion flower of love and doom she gave. In vain now seemed the splendid sacrifice, a prodigal of her rich divinity. Herself and all she was she has lent to men, hoping her greater being to implant, and in her body's lives acclimatize, that heaven might native grow on mortal soil. Hard is to persuade earth's nature's change. Morality bears ill the eternal's touch. It fears the pure divine intolerance of that assault of ether and of fire. It murmurs as its sorrowless happiness, almost with hate repels the light it brings. It trembles as its naked power of truth, and the might and sweetness of its absolute voice, inflicting on the heights the abysm's law. It sullies with its mire heaven's messengers. Its thorns of fallen nature are the defense. It turns against the savior hands of grace. It meets the sons of God with death and pain, a glory of lightnings traversing the earth scene. The sun thoughts fading, darkened by ignorant minds, their work betrayed, their good to evil turned, the cross their payments for the crown they gave. Only they leave behind a splendid name. A fire has come and touched men's hearts and gone. A few have caught flame and risen to greater life. Too unlike the world she came to help and save. Her greatness weighed upon its ignorant breast, and from its dim charms welled a dire return, a portion of its sorrow, struggle, fall, to live with grief, to comfort death on her road. The mortal's lot became immortal's share. Thus trapped in the gin of earthly destinies, awaiting her ordeal, our abode, outcast from her inborn felicity, accepting life's obscure terrestrial robe, hiding herself even from those she loved, the Godhead greater by a human fate, a dark foreknowledge separated her, from all of whom she was the star and stay, too great to impart the peril and pain. In her torn depths she kept the grief to come, as one who, watching over men left behind, takes up the load of unwitting race, harboring a foe whom with her heart she felt she must feed. Unknown her act, unknown the doom she faced, unhelped she must foresee and dread and dare. The long foreknown and fatal morn was here, bringing a noon that seemed like every noon, for nature walks upon her mighty way, unheeding when she breaks a soul, a life, leaving her slain behind travels on. Man only marks and guards all-seeing eyes, even in this moment of her soul's despair, in its grim rendezvous with death and fear. No cry broke from her lips, no call for aid. She told the secret of her woe to none. Calm was her face and courage kept her mute, yet only her outward self-suffered strove. Even her humanity was half-divine, her spirit open to the spirit in all. Her nature felt all nature as its own, a part living within all lives she bore. Aloof she carried in herself the world. Her dread was one with the great cosmic dread. Her strength was founded on the cosmic mights. the universal mother's love was hers, against the evil at life's afflicted roots, her own calamity its private sign, of her pangs she made a mystic poignant sword.